What's up, a-holes? It's another episode of your favorite show, Voice Memos with the Manda.
Voice Memo with Amanda. She records it on her iPhone.
I'm trying to fill something out for a new doctor's appointment for my son, and I don't have his insurance card, and I don't want to go down to the car to get it. Something that's very annoying, which I'm sure you guys have had to deal with, signing up for COVID tests or anything really, but I've had to do it with COVID tests where you like fill out, you know, you have to do all this stuff online, you have to register online, and I went to the urgent care and you have to like do all this. They send you a link and you have to register on your phone, and they always have you like manually fill out your insurance information, and then they have you take a picture and upload it. And I'm like, why can you just do one or the other? And then when you go in, they ask you to show your insurance card. It's like when you call T-Mobile or something and they're like, okay. And okay, so you call T-Mobile and it's like a robot, and it's like, okay, what's your account number? And you give it, and then they're like, okay, we're gonna connect you with someone. And then you get connected with someone, they're like, okay, what's your account number? It's like, I already fucking told the robot. And also, I don't know it or whatever. It's like, it's so annoying. I've already given the policy number when I called the fucking doctor's office. It's so annoying. I really hate it. I hate doing busy work that I've already done. Very irritating. Anyways, I don't know why I felt like I would hop on. Oh, I was on. I get all my news from Yahoo. and on Yahoo, there's this article. Sometimes I'm like on my computer, but I don't know what I want to do on it. And there's an article from... That's why I go to Yahoo. Wait, where the hell did it go? Well, there was an article about Alyssa Milano in childbirth getting triggered about her sexual assault. And I'm like, why are we giving Alyssa Milano any sort of attention? Because she's so fucking annoying. Listen, Brendan and I... We're talking about not being so negative, but it's just like, what? And in the article, it's like, there were a lot of people around my vagina, and I was like, why does this feel familiar? I've never given birth. And it was like, oh, it reminded me of my sexual assault. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Like, she's just, I don't know. Don't you ever get like overwhelmed with the news or with the internet and social media where you're just like, I feel like my head's gonna explode? And like, sometimes I listen to NPR and like, you know, they're talking about Congress and bills, and I'm like, how are we really talking about this? How do they not have enough votes to pass this stupid shit? Like, has it always been like this? Has politics always been this way? I guess I just, you know, I've never really paid attention. Maybe I'm at that age where you start kind of being aware of politics or something, but I just really fucking hate it. Politics are sick, but you know they do the trick to make the laws of the land from the trees to the sand. Brendan has some pretty good shit. Where should we move? Where do you guys live, and do you like living there? It's hard, like, moving is kind of scary, and I don't want to move, but then I'm like, maybe we should move because, I don't know, get out of my comfort zone or something. I've never really lived that far away from my house or my family, but I don't know. Maybe it's good to try new things, you know? Like Daniel Tiger always says, you gotta try new things because they might taste good. Good. But I like living where I live. I mean, I get people who don't want to move because moving sucks. Like just looking around my apartment, I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to pack all this stupid shit up. I'd rather just throw it away. For real. For real. I just throw that shit away. And, you know, I would love to live in like, everything's just fucking expensive now too. Even for like a shithole. Shitholes are expensive right now. Oh, this isn't so bad. I would love to live in like a big, oversized, like new construction cookie cutter house or something. That's what I would like to do. But Brendan wants to move to a place with some character, which I get. Yeah, Alyssa Milano. I was watching Great British Bake Off. Do you guys watch that show? It's my favorite show, I think. I just love it because it's so relaxing. I watched it a lot when I was first pregnant with Marley. No, after I had Marley, I think, is when I started watching it. And it's just, like, peaceful. And it's like, oh, everything's, like, chill. It's not too, like, crazy or stressful. I mean, it can get stressful, but even then, it's still really fun. It's just the best show ever. Once again, all I do is watch TV. but not really. I mean, I guess I do other stuff too. I'm on Zillow right now. I mean, I know there's a lot of like memes or whatever about people who are like millennials going on Zillow for houses they'll never be able to afford, but it really is fun to look on Zillow. I want to get into running, but I just don't like running. I need to lose like 30 pounds. If I lost 30 pounds and I got big fake boobs, then I think I'd be happy. Maybe I could get a career. Oh, shit, that's what I should do. See, I'm talking to you assholes. What I should be doing is making an account to start reading audiobooks. Maybe I'll just practice here. Well, something I was thinking is like, what if it's like the book sucks? Get noticed. Get together. Get it done. Get paid. Yeah, it's just kind of annoying. There's literally 10 steps. I guess that's not that many. I'm so lazy. Oh, dude, I watched Dune yesterday. I liked it. I thought Dune was pretty cool. I like movies like that. You know, just world building like Prometheus I liked a lot. Because it's just like, it looks cool and it looks real. And it's like, whoa. I was like this when I was watching it. I was like, what the fuck? That's what I said when I was watching it. And we went to see it in the theater, obviously. We got to see it in a cinema. It really does make a difference, I think. And we went in the AMC Prime and they have like subwoofers in the chairs or something. I don't know, but it was like vibrating the chairs. Like they do this thing where I guess they do this thing called the voice where they like can control people's minds or something. And it talks like all weird like that, but then it's like deep and high and it like was shaking the chair. It was really cool. I really liked it a lot. Also, I've been getting into K-pop. Not really getting into it, but just like listening to it. Like there's this one group that's called Blackpink, which I guess is like the biggest K-pop group, even though she's like Thai or something. I don't know. One of them's Thai. But the music is just like so intense, like so overproduced and poppy that it's just like, this one here. Like, here, I'll play it for you guys. Listen. It's just like so intense, and I don't know, it's just interesting. People like love this shit. 1 billion, almost has 1 billion views. All their songs have 1 billion views. It's just crazy. I don't know, when I was growing up, I had freaking NSYNC. That was the kind of fabricated pop that there was. Now it's just like, I don't even know. This is what happens after I see a movie. I want to like watch interviews of the director. I want to like listen to reviews. I like this one guy's name's Mike Kermode. Mark Kermode. Kermode. Maybe I should just read Dune, but is that like lame? I mean, I really don't think I'll be able to finish it, but I guess I could try. Maybe I'll get it. You know, Amazon started out as a bookstore. Did you know that? It's true. I'm not even lying. But how many books are there? Is it just one? Book one of six. That's kind of a lot. What? There are six books? I thought it was one book. I'm confused. Dune. Okay, what? Why are there six of them? Prelude to Dune. House Atreides. Brian Herbert. Is that the guy who wrote them? Frank Herbert wrote them. All right, there's all kinds of crazy Dune stuff. People like are really into it. Is it better than Star Wars? It's kind of like the inspiration of Star Wars, right? Oh, God. Like, I'm reading it. I don't know. I think I like watching it better than reading it. Because I'm lazy. Dude, what if I got a job narrating freaking Dune? All right. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm just on my computer. All right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Voice memo. Voice memo. Voice memo.